Good morning.
Was Zuzki coming along?
Coming along, yeah.
Questionable.
Yeah, we'll see where he's at again today.
If he can't go, would it be Chance or would it be Isaac?
Yes.
It would be Chance?
Or Isaac. I mean, he is Isaac. Chance, Isaac, yeah. I mean, listen, we've worked Chance at that position this week. Isaac has obviously gotten some reps at really all the positions, but that would be the most logical. Yeah, just illnesses yesterday, so both of those guys are back today.
Doug, you know what Spags is going through right now. I mean, you've been part of a coaching staff in the last season. Heading into the holidays, you know you're probably going to get fired. What's it like? I mean, how difficult is it to cope through something like that?
I mean, it's not what you wish on anybody. Obviously, you're as a coach, you're looking for where am I going to be the next spring. As players, it's very uneasy, unsettling a little bit. But you know, listen, the one thing I know about Spags is he's gonna continue to rally. He's gonna continue to coach his tail off. He'll have those guys ready to play. That's always been Spags' demeanor since I've known him, since I've met him way back on Coach Reed's staff in '99 and. You know, it's difficult though. However, you can't sugarcoat it. Guys are thinking about other things a little bit more than football right now. But listen, it's the New York Giants, it's the Philadelphia Eagles, it's another great opportunity for both teams to compete. And you know, they're obviously to each man, to each coach, you play for pride, you play for respect. And the same goes with us.
Are you expecting them to blitz Nick often?
You know, that's in their DNA, though. You know, Spags has always been very aggressive play caller on defense, and he brings pressure a lot. And so, you know, that's something that we prepared for. I wouldn't think it'd be anything crazy, but at the same time, we've got to be prepared for any area of the field, basically any down, ready for pressure.
So in those situations, what do you want to see from Nick against the blitz in particular?
Well, obviously, number one would be just get the ball out of your hand and get it to the right receiver. Secondly, would be to make a protection check, you know, to get us into a safer protection possibly. And then thirdly, it's just sometimes you just end up, you know, you're getting heated up and you know you're going to be one less and just make a play, you know. But those are kind of the three factors that go into it, and you know, try to eliminate as many hits on the quarterback as you can.
Without Carson, I'm sure you're going to have players who want to step up and help fill the void a little bit. Is there a fine line between that and guys kind of playing outside themselves and trying to do too much? And as a coach, how do you prevent that?
Yeah, there's a little bit of fine line there, but you know, at the end of the day, I don't want guys to go above and beyond what they've been doing to help us win games. They don't have to do anything more than just their job and just their responsibility and whatever their role is in the game plan. And you know, that goes for Nick. It's been a while since he's been out there playing, and you don't want him to press. You want to let the game kind of unfold in front of you. And you know, the guys around him just. I think as a team, there's going to be that sense of rally, that sense of, you know, let's support him, but let's support everybody. And it's a great opportunity for him, and you know, excited for this chance for him to play.
Now that you've gone through the week, how has the team responded? It's a big blow to lose the quarterback. How have they
responded? Yeah, it's tough when you lose your starter. But the guys have really responded well offensively around Nick, and he's just jumped in and commanded the huddle. And again, he's a veteran player. He's played with these guys, you know, before, obviously, a lot of these guys on this team. And, you know, he understands, he knows, he's smart, he studies, he prepares, and he'll be fine. But the guys have really done a nice job around him.
What's the message been from you this week?
We just got to stay the course, stay consistent. We know what's ahead of us. We know what's in front of us. We still control a lot. You know, obviously it was great to, you know, clinch the East last weekend, but now there's bigger things out there, and trying to get a first round bye would be extremely helpful this time of the year. And so there's a lot to play for, and so I just want to make sure that everybody, coaches, players, you know, personnel, staff, that they know that we're by no means are we relaxing on anything and getting ready for the postseason, because three games left, still a lot to play for. Nick and I have talked the last couple of days. We didn't necessarily do a sit down, you know, last night or anything, but you know, we've talked throughout the week, and you know, those things are not always. I'm not one of these coaches that says, "Hey, we've got to have a sit down." I'm not. If he wants to come to me and talk, he'll do that. But we've been talking the last you know, 3 days or so, and we talk at practice and you know, try to pick his brain and see what he's thinking, and he's doing the same with me. So, but no, we didn't have any kind of powwow.
Are you still comfortable with the way the quarterback situation is now, and not bringing in a veteran, or is that any kind of a consideration? You know, a third guy or something happening along those lines.
Right now, I mean, we're very comfortable and confident with the guys we have. You know, and listen, it's tough. I've been on teams where, you know, even you bring in a guy, I mean, whether it's a veteran guy or not, this late in the year, to learn our system, to get caught up to speed is tough. It's tough on that player. And whether that person would even be in a position to help, you know, at that position. Where we've got two guys that have been here all season. They've been in the meetings. Coach Flip has coached Nate just like he's coached Nick and Carson. So very comfortable with that and confident that they can get the job done.
Obviously, Carson just had surgery. Is there a sense when he'll be around the team?
I do not know that yet. Yeah.
With your left guard situation, I think you mentioned earlier in the week that Aaron Donald was a tough matchup for Isaac and Chance, but they seem to have both struggled when they've been in there. What has been the issue with those guys, and why haven't they been able to get to Wisniewski's level?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about Aaron Donald compared to the two guys we're playing this week?
No, I'm talking about Sumalo and Warmack and, you know, irrespective of last week, they just haven't been as good as the starter there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's different players, you know, different skill sets, you know, guys do things differently, they prepare differently, you know, it's no... I'd say it's no excuse, obviously. I mean, they, you know, Coach Stoutland prepares everybody the same, and they're all expected to know the game plan and understand, and then it comes down to the man sometimes to just do your job and understand your role. And, you know, Wiz has obviously played really well, and he'll continue to play well for us. And you know, these guys are quality, competent backups that you know, we're gonna need going down the stretch. So this will be a great opportunity again for both Chance, if he gets a chance to play, or Isaac.
Is Nick probably more willing to take the check down because of not having Carson's play extension ability?
I think that's just Nick. I don't think it has anything to do with extending the play or anything. I just think Nick really understands and sees the field extremely well. That's one of his gifts, obviously. It's one of his strengths. He knows where everybody's going to be, and Carson has the ability to escape and extend plays where Nick, you know, has the ability to, you know, sidestep and find a back. So whether you do it running or you do it through, you know, finding a back or a tight end, both are very effective in getting the job done.
Have you given any pre-thought as to whether you'll play or rest your starters if you are able to clinch home field advantage?
I haven't thought about that much. You know, obviously, we got to get there first, you know. But I'm sure if we're fortunate enough, you know, win this game, obviously you do get a break that first round. But then again, you're still, you know, you're still playing for potentially home field, and that's even bigger. So I'm not there yet. Obviously, got to get through these next couple of weeks.
That last Giants game was like your tightest win of the season, really. You had the 61.
Well, last week was pretty tight. If you take the scoop and score out of it.
Yeah, but the 61-yard field goal with the last play is kind of tighter. What did they do well that day? What was the? My point is, what were the Giants? What were the problems they presented?
Well, I tell you, they offensively they caught on fire. We didn't execute enough offensively. I remember in that third quarter, too many three and outs, gave them a short field a couple of times, made some plays. We had a turnover offensively, and just execution offensively was not the same. Defensively, they had obviously they like a couple back to back scores, missed tackles. I think we had a penalty or two in there. You know, just kind of a little sloppy in that second half, especially that third quarter. I remember that third quarter. They jumped out to the lead, actually. But it does show you, the resiliency of the football team, staying together. Nobody panicked. We came back. We tied the score. And then eventually, obviously, won the game. All right. Thanks.